KCW 1590 AM Denmark, W250CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. The nation's top diplomat makes an unannounced visit to Ukraine overnight as that country's war with Russia continues.
Just hours after a Russian attack on Ukraine's capital, the State Department confirmed that Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on a surprise visit to Kyiv, his fourth unannounced trip to Ukraine since Moscow's invasion began. While he's there, Secretary Blinken will meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky to discuss the country's ongoing counteroffensive, and one official says he will announce over $1 billion new dollars in U.S. support. Shannon Crawford, ABC News, Washington.
Former leader of the Proud Boys getting the longest sentence yet for crimes connected to January 6th. Enrique Tarrio sentenced to 22 years behind bars for his part in orchestrating the attack on the Capitol. More hot weather across the country, dangerous heat on the East Coast with temperatures nearing 100 degrees, closing schools early or many of them switching to remote learning. This is ABC News. Lawyers for residents and business owners in Lahaina, Hawaii, whose properties were destroyed by wildfires, say cable TV and phone companies may be partly to blame. They say the cables from those companies overloaded utility poles that broke last month in high winds. Downed electrical wires may have helped spark the fires. And a weird attack on pools in southern New Jersey from the air.
Sandra Woolston manages the Quality Inn in Galloway Township when suddenly the pool looked a very uninviting green.
And I was like, oh wow, what is going on?
A green dye pack in the bottom of the pool?
Are you kidding me?
Meanwhile, a neighboring Absecon Police Chief James Laughlin says they got a similar call from a homeowner in August who
saw a drone flying over top, and the drone actually dropped something in his pool that made his pool turn green immediately.
The next time that drone showed up, the FAA had one of its own follow it back to 45-year-old business owner Patrick Spina, who now faces criminal mischief charges and fines from the FAA. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
This book. Thank you very much. Good morning. It is, I'll tell you what, I just ran out to my car to get my glasses, and it is thundering and a rumbling, and the skies are angry, my friend.
Yeah, it was lightning this morning, and then when you drove, because you drive from Manitowoc, it was raining.
It was pouring. I mean, pouring. Where you try to get to that extra fast gauge on your windshield wiper because you can't see.
Yeah.
Big Wayne's in the house. First thing I noticed about Big Wayne is his entire arm. He's got big arms. He's a big guy. But the whole thing is a beehive with a bee, keeper of the bees. I think we should both get one of those.
Okay.
Jason's in. Jason, would you get one?
I am way in.
Okay, there you go.
Well, I'm the social media chair for our club, you know, so I showed our president and the other leadership team, and you know, they're older. They're like, they're kind of taken back, like, well, Wayne, you're the official greeter for new members now. So if they're not serious, then
I'm going to take a picture and put it on my Facebook right now.
They need to walk away.
Okay. That,
right now I'm putting it on my Facebook.
Okay. Here we go.
Click. Turn people. The other way. I want to see the beat.
Do people want to see that?
You're not real good following directions.
Oh, yeah. Do people want to see? It's a honeybee. Why wouldn't people want to see it?
I was dissing on Facebook yesterday when Johnny and I were on, and I got a couple.
I can send you a good.
Hang on, just hold your tongue.
I got a couple emails about that, sure. But no, on Facebook, and I know that's the thing, and I'm not part of that, but I do want to just say that I enjoyed getting the thousands of people going to school. That's nice with your kids, holding up a little sign, first day of school. Okay, but you know what bugs me about Facebook a little bit, Wayne? People who put on there, like, it's a little like a picture of an airplane with like a dotted line where they're going. You're like off to San Diego.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I gotta be honest with you, I don't care. Like, if the plane crashes, I would care if they're on there. But I don't know why people tell people they're...
My only recommendation is keep scrolling. Keep scrolling.
No, I'm going to find a way to. Jason's going to help me. I'm going to find a way to befriend people without making them mad.
All you got to do is just unfollow.
Unfollow them.
Tried to accept a friend request though from a buddy of mine that I want to get on the show. Really interesting guy who raises dogs for the army type thing. It's really interesting for Afghanistan. He was in everything. But anyway, it says I can't because I'm at my maximum. So how do you go about?
Oh, you mean on your personal page?
How do you go?
You're at your maximum?
Yeah.
What is maximum?
5,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Mino. Am I sitting next to a legend?
I don't think that's the first time you've realized.
Yes.
I got 1,000 people. I got 1,000 people waiting to get in, and I don't want to.
How do you know you've got 1,000 people waiting to get in?
Because
I've never seen that. That it shows?
It's the max
So you're at 5,000?
Well, they'll give you two things. They'll give you friend
like
suggestions.
At 26, and then it's got people wanting to friend them.
Oh.
And I don't like the friends I have.
Well, you know why? Because you got the legendary John Mino sitting here, so he's full. So the only other access to him is through yours.
And you're not letting him in.
It's
the overflow. Wow. Yeah. Real nice.
Yeah.
But how do you get, I just need to get rid of like one person.
Just unfollow him.
No. You gotta unfriend him. And that's really mean.
Yeah, but it doesn't send them a message.
But then they know when they don't see
if they're
things.
Stalking you like, oh my God, is John still my friend on Facebook? Then you should probably unfriend him.
Jason, give me your opinion. Fools still left me, jokers to the right. I'm stuck in the middle with
John,
you.
John, you won't hurt my feelings too bad. Just unfriend me.
Okay. Hey, every time
that's what I was hoping for.
Every time I come on the show, I lose like 20 friends. You know, and then I slowly build it back up, and now it's like, damn, I'm going to lose another 20 today.
Wow.
I was going to say just unfriend me.
Yes. But that doesn't work.
But if you have to unfriend me, go ahead.
Can I unfriend you?
Yeah, that's...
No, I don't want to unfriend you.
Unfriend me, and why? Then let them in, and then we'll hook back up again.
All right.
So you want to go down one and add one. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. You can take me off. I don't know if we're friends.
I don't even know if we are.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I'm not on it.
No.
Okay. Anyway, Wayne, how... This is like... The season, right, for vegetables and
we're coming to an end.
Okay, but let me hit on
the harvest is it.
Right before, right. I don't feel, because I was saying, I love growing great tomatoes, delicious tomatoes. And this year they're like, and every day, no matter how much water, they look dead. It's like they're really wilty and just, what happened? Was it just too hot for them?
Well, when we had that heat, and even if your plants are still going now, especially with that heat came, there was so much fruit on your plants.
Okay.
Well, they need a lot of water then. And if you're just watering them like you did before, it's not enough. So what happens is you'll get blossom drop where the plant basically is just protecting itself. So it's like, we can't carry any more fruit. So get rid of these blossoms. And then the fruit that's on it, what's happening is, it's not absorbing the nutrients from the soil because you're not watering enough. So you end up with blossom end rot. So you have to like overly water them during these really hot temperatures.
How smart is he?
Well, he's so much smarter than us.
Well,
because I make mistakes and I lose stuff and I got to figure it out.
But there's a lot of good tomatoes out there this year.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you were a tomato farmer, okay, and you had them planted in the soil, not in pots, and you had an irrigation system, tomatoes love heat. But when you get this excessive heat, you just got to pump the water to them.
Okay. Because, I told you when you came in this morning that, we did the whole BLT things, and I made a bunch of pizzas. Well, I'm making salsa today. I'm going to bring some for John.
Yeah. Aren't BLTs one of the greatest things in America?
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Solomon's is the name of a company I was thinking of, you guys.
Yeah.
I don't
know Solomon's.
Are you John?
I don't know that one.
I think BLTs are great.
You got to have the good bread.
I was just going to say,
you got to have
a couple
good bread.
Key ingredients.
Can't be bunny bread.
No, it's got to be really, really good bread. And it's got to be. No, but no. And it's got to be really, really good bacon.
Yeah.
And really good lettuce and really good mayonnaise. And then that's a really good tomato.
And a good tomato. Every ingredient has to be really good. But you know what, though? With the bacon, I'm a big fan of the bacon that's already cooked and you just put it in the microwave for like 20 seconds. I'm a fan of that versus the greasy frying pan bacon.
We don't do the frying pan. We buy the extra thick and we put it.
Of course he does.
Well, no, then we put it in the oven on parchment paper for like, and it comes out great. And they make great sandwiches. I mean, you could. Even entertain with that. They're that good. I mean, my wife likes those. We had BLTB, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and beer.
Oh, that's nothing wrong with that. I'm totally okay with that.
We sent that to our kids. This is what
and you know what
tonight.
Else? I mean, depending on the type of bread you have, that's a real low-carb meal. Because there's like carbs in bacon. There's like no carbs in mayonnaise. There's no carbs in lettuce and very few carbs in tomatoes.
Yeah, but carbs aren't bad. Carbs aren't bad.
You told me one time they were, Wayne.
I did not.
You did
never
too.
Say that.
You told me when you were shredding weight for bodybuilding, you gave up carbs.
No, you slowly taper down the carbs because that's really the last macronutrient that you can kind of like push off and lower your caloric intake because you still need fat and protein. So the only thing left is the carbs. So, but for you, if you're just, you know, a lazy boy kind of guy, yeah, you gotta knock the carbs out.
That's my BLT and beef.
That looks great.
But it's the bread. I mean,
Donald looks very happy.
What
kind of beer?
A Spotted Cow. That's all we have. Oh. Do you not like that?
I'm a Busch Light guy.
Oh,
he's a latte.
That's kind of like it's kind of a redneck beer. I know. Yeah. That's
Swamico. It's always in the ice cooler.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
$2.50 a can.
It's cheap.
It's probably $3.
I'm just not a fan. You know what? If I did a blind and that we did this one time on our radio show, Jason, do you remember this?
Yep.
We did a live show out at Taco Bell, I think it was. Ton Taco Bell.
Yep.
And we did a blind taste test with beers. And we had guys who, like, the day before said, oh, no, I'm an
official. Right.
I could tell you every beer there is. And we did a thing starting out with, what's the most expensive beer of these two? What's the cheapest? It was crazy that Milwaukee's Best was picked as the most expensive several times.
Really?
Honest beast. God. Remember this, Jason?
Yes, I do.
The Beast.
Because that was the day I also had that contest, how many pickled eggs I could eat.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
Nice.
And then it was beer, a few days later, you did the brat thing.
Yeah. That's right, with the brat contest. Yeah.
Wow. No, I'm
a fan of the pickled egg. Aren't you?
A fan of what?
Pickled eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I was telling, I was asking Wayne when he came in, there's a lot of cauliflower right now. Like out there at farmer's market. And I get a box of stuff delivered every Tuesday from someplace out in Swamico. And there's cauliflower. And, you know, there's only so much you can do with that. But, Wayne, let's share with our listeners.
I like it roasted.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he had a better idea.
I'm not a cook, but things that you can do, like, for your health, like fermenting vegetables. If you go down that route, that's great for gut health. And that's a long-term storage type of thing. You can pickle them. You know, it's
pickled cauliflower.
Oh, that's what he said this morning when he came in.
Bloody Marys. You never had pickled.
You're from the UP.
Let's go. No, I've never heard of pickled. I don't pronounce it right. Cauliflower or cauliflower?
Cauliflower. Like C-U-L,
the dog. Collie.
What dog?
The dog. Casey. Or not Casey. Lassie. Lassie's a collie. He could swim. I saw the one episode he swam across the lake to save Timmy. Remember that, Jason?
Yes, I do.
There you go.
Somebody asked.
That's
me.
A good dog.
Did I?
Was that after Big Ben?
Oh, I love Big Ben.
Sundays.
Oh, wasn't that a great show on Sunday nights?
And then Flipper.
I didn't like Flipper.
Why?
Those kids bugged me. I didn't like those kinds of kids. Okay, they got the blonde hair. That's perfect. Comes right across their forehead. They're like these. You got these cool cut-off shorts. They're wearing these striped shirts like a beach boy.
However.
I didn't like it. I was this grubby little kid from Nagani with curly hair.
But
hanging out in the cool. Mine.
You resonated with the pet bear.
Hanging out in the mine pits and getting leeches on my ankles.
The show, that wasn't what the show was about. The show was about the dolphin. Saying. And that dolphin was very cool. What it could do, right?
No, I didn't like
could
him.
Wave didn't and then like it would go on
didn't
his
like
tail.
Him.
What about Mr. Ed? Did you hate Mr.
Loved
Ed?
Loved him.
I like Mr. Ed.
Okay, loved him.
I like Mr. Ed.
Everyone's got to like Mr. Ed.
I liked Sky King, which you never heard of.
No.
But and then how ironic was it? We're down at EAA, and I'm telling Jim, I said, hey, that's the kind of planes I think they used to use in Sky King. He's like, never heard of it. Nobody's ever heard of it. Why are you even talking about that? We go on this tram. They give you a tour, and the guy goes, and by the way, this right here, that's the plane from the TV show Sky King. Honest to God.
That is true.
Jim almost fell out of again. The tram.
Wrong again. So, no, you were right on that.
Wayne, this cauliflower, pickled cauliflower is healthy.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I'm going to make that too.
Have you ever had roasted cauliflower?
You
know,
no. Because then you can take other things. You can, when you pickle it, you can put peppers in there. You can put onions
in there.
All right,
we're going
to send a quick
garlic
in there.
There's a thing down in Kohler, this really cool restaurant my son used to work at. And this was like one of the appetizers. And I want to say it was roasted or broasted cauliflower.
Oh, for sure. On the grill?
And it was phenomenal.
Oh, my God, that's great.
I got to find out. I don't know if he's up yet.
Yeah.
All right. We got Big Wayne in the house. We have a big show today. We got a big show coming up tomorrow. Really big guest coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to talk about our Throwback Thursday heading into the regular season. Back after this.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, You had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PelloWI.com today.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 78, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows level off around 56. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 63. High temperatures reach up to 67 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 72 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 74.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Santana coming your way, 1972.
Turn the lights
and
down.
He's still performing, isn't he? Santana.
Pull the rug out.
I met him.
Who did?
Light a fire.
You met Santana?
I met him.
Where?
In San Francisco.
Just like out of the blue?
No, he was at a mayor's conference and he performed. And I was walking out and I'm not a huge fan, but I like their music.
Yeah, I did too.
And he was nice. He introduced my kids. Awesome. He was a nice guy.
Nice.
So some of these performers are.
Yeah, I do.
But
I dealt with him.
He was a good one. Hey, Wayne, we got Wayne in the house here, and we were talking about the whole...
You know what we're a little disappointed in? We didn't give him his theme song.
No, we didn't.
Jason, is it too late?
Well, he'll stick around for... Well, we got him at 6:30. Tell me what's happening, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening,
what's the buzz? All right, thank you, Jason.
All right.
Jason's just got everything at his fingertips, doesn't he?
Right.
He's a legend.
But it has these late summer foods that are like plentiful right now. And it has broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower. And my question was, what do I do with all the cauliflower we have? And you told me that. And I'm going to pickle that this afternoon.
You
and
grow your own.
And that's healthy. No.
Oh.
I get people dropping off. We have a like a farm out.
Co-op?
Yeah, kind of like that, right?
Yeah.
And you put the box out every Tuesday, and then they drop off another box, and they take that box. If you forget the box, it's like $3.
This is nice. What I would do if I had an abundance of, like cauliflower,
and
carrots,
cabbage. The cabbage is the other thing I want to ask you about.
Yeah, but cabbage, like all that stuff. It's abundant right now because that's winter hardy, so you can actually leave it out for a while past ripe because once it starts cooling down. But anyway, those foods are great because they're so hard. You can just put them in a food processor, just everything, carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, and then just blend it up to a consistency that you want and then put it in a pickle
There's
batch.
There's nothing worse and then than boiled cabbage.
No, you don't boil it. It's all fresh.
No, he's talking about the food processor, yeah, okay. Like the blender.
So you blend it up to like a relish consistency.
No.
You blend it up to a relish consistency, and then you just put it in a pickle brine, which is just basically half sugar. You can do a sweet one. You can do half sugar, half vinegar, or you can just do, water vinegar, however you want it. And then just put it on sandwiches and whatever. It's great.
It's like a spread?
Yeah, just whatever. It's just you're just finding ways to eat it on different things. You don't have to have a specialty meal.
But you have to have meat or cheese or something.
I put them on sandwiches. Wait,
I thought you were going plant based on Monday.
Today's Wednesday, John.
Like if you're making,
you're gonna fire up the food processor this afternoon.
Like if you're making rice,
I'm gonna freeze it till Monday.
Yeah, you just take a couple spoonfuls, throw it in your rice. I mean, God, what's better than that? Onions, carrots, broccoli, cauliflower.
I remember you told me one time years ago back at the old show. And I told you I've been eating to lose weight, and you said too much starch. What is starch?
Well, starch is just a complex sugar.
What food would be a starch?
Like pizza, breast.
What about pasta? Doesn't pasta have starch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which again, it's not bad. It's just you have to eat the right amount based upon your activity level.
You know what's disappointing? I was seeing a thing the other day about exercise, and it's like. Two pieces of pizza, and it's like 30-minute jog.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I think in
that
our minds,
that makes you look at the fasting.
That's
thing.
What I mean. We in our minds, it's oh man, look at this sweat I've got going. Yeah. I can eat pretty much anything I want now for lunch.
But
it's amazing how few carbs you burn out. I mean, how few calories you burn up working out.
Right, and especially like walking. I mean, everybody says it's the right thing to do, and I know that's walking is more than none, which is what they want to get us to. But I do want to say, Johnny, it. We haven't talked a lot about exercise. I think I want to do this through diet.
I don't know why we haven't.
I'll give you a good little tidbit. This is how you so the average person burns. You guys sitting here every day, you guys burn about 2,500 calories. So you eat that two pieces of pizza. That's fine. That's part of your caloric intake for the day.
We've had that already.
But yeah. So but you have to think. So if you're not active, meaning you're not walking, you're not working out, you're not lifting weights, so you're stuck to that 2,500 calorie. So you have to be very conscious of what you're consuming, because you go to McDonald's, those value meals are automatically 1,500 calories. That's one meal, yeah. which you know, so. But that, so then then all of a sudden you're hungry sooner or later. So you just keep compounding. That's the problem with people. They're just not aware of what they're
the
eating.
Upset.
There's no right. secret.
You know what I had last night? That's probably really bad for me, but it tasted so good. I didn't care.
It's okay.
A chicken sandwich from Popeyes.
You know, I had that. Those are, I haven't had that. Since they opened. I mean, I've had it. Did you go on Mason?
No, it was in Manitowoc.
Oh.
Delicious, yeah, though.
That is good stuff.
Those are good.
That is good.
I don't understand the lines.
What's that, Jason?
Wayne, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Is it true that if you lift weights and do a low weight bearing lift, that it's better than doing cardio?
Well, you have to understand, cardio is more, quote, heart healthy. That's exercising your heart. When you're lifting weights, you know, depending upon your style, like CrossFit, absolutely, it's cardio.
You're moving all the time. Yeah.
Now, if you're doing bodybuilding or powerlifting, I would say no.
So, okay, I want to get to, you're giving a talk this weekend. I want to get to that. But before we do, now that we're on exercise, Hoka, the shoes?
Hoka?
HOKA, aren't those the best shoes ever?
I have no idea.
I thought you were talking about one of his other crops.
No. I just bought some.
Whoa.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger used to work out in bare feet.
Did he really?
Yeah.
No, I just.
He's got some issues, huh? Did you read about that? Wow.
Yeah, he's had issues for a long time, yeah. John.
You ever meet him?
I have not. Okay. I haven't. I don't tell you that story. But I was in a restaurant and he was in there, but I never met him.
Why didn't you go up and say, hey, we have something in common. You're governor of California and mayor of Green Bay.
UW Superior basically gave him his college degree.
He went to Superior?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, he bought his college degree.
I did not know that.
Me either. They flew him in twice. He donated the money for their fitness center. And he flew in twice, and he got his college degree from UW Superior.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, but not when he was like 19 or 20.
No, this is after.
Oh, this is
after.
He got an honorary.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sticking around?
Sticking around.
Because I want to plug that talk he's giving at 4-H. I'm a
private
fan.
It's a private talk.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But I thought you just said it's at the library in 4-H.
Wow, we can't go. Okay, yeah. We're going
to
come.
You got to come. No, it's a 4-H
group. I'm busy.
No, we can talk about it. No, we'll talk.
Yeah, we got to set a quick break. Yeah, we're not going to be there.
We're busy now.
Mind of the Mayor, Big Wayne. Back at us. Who is he?
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. countries. The nation's top diplomat makes an unannounced visit to Ukraine overnight as that country's war with Russia continues.
Just hours after a Russian attack on Ukraine's capital, the State Department confirmed that Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on a surprise visit to Kyiv, his fourth unannounced trip to Ukraine since Moscow's invasion began. While he's there, Secretary Blinken will meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky to discuss the country's ongoing counteroffensive, and one official says he will announce over $1 billion new dollars in U.S. support. Shannon Crawford, ABC News, Washington.
Former leader of the Proud Boys getting the longest sentence yet for crimes connected to January 6th. Ricky Terrio sentenced to 22 years behind bars for his part in orchestrating the attack on the Capitol. More hot weather across the country. Dangerous heat on the East Coast with temperatures nearing 100 degrees. Closing schools earlier, many of them switching to remote learning. This is ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Little funky music coming from Jason in the booth. I like that, Jason. That's kind of a perfect apropos for the kind of weather we're having out there. Storms all day today, it looks like.
No.
Huh? No?
I think it's going to... No, it's going to burn off. Oh, I think okay. We're going to be okay. I think... Hey, the high tomorrow, did you see that, Johnny?
63. I'm okay with that.
It is.
That's the problem right now, is this climate change. The weather... You know, if you look at it averages, yeah, people say, oh, we're still at the same average, but it's just the dramatic extremes, ups and one downs. To the other. Yeah. It's crazy.
By the way, I've got the thing, what I was telling you about, the cauliflower.
Yeah.
Crispy Korean cauliflower, Korean barbecue sauce, sesame seeds, cilantro, and lime cream.
All right.
On the roasted.
No, what you could probably do.
It's
probably,
fantastic.
You could probably deep fry it in a healthy oil. That would be good.
Is there such a thing? I got a deep fryer, but I don't know.
I would.
Is that really healthy? I mean,
yeah. Why wouldn't it be? You're just taking a vegetable and putting it in good like I don't know, canola oil or something, yeah, whatever. Just why wouldn't it be good for you?
How about this one?
You need fat.
Shishito peppers. Chive cream cheese, Wisconsin cheddar, scallions, bacon bits, breadcrumbs, pickled red onions.
Oh my God, that sounds good.
That's really good.
I got to give up the cheese, though, with my plant-based.
Nah, cheese is good for you.
No.
Right, Wayne?
Wayne?
He's going plant-based. We've got to support him. We have to support him.
Except plant-based.
Where does cheese come from?
That's true. It comes from a cow.
What do cow eat? Cows eat
grass. Okay. And that's plant-based.
There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Plant-based.
Right. Jason, am I right?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Logical progression, yes or no?
This is my concern with you, Mayor. This is my concern. I can tell that you really like eating meat. Because,
really?
Because
you're... He hides it so well.
Before you go on this diet, you said you were going to binge eat meat.
I kind of am.
Yeah. So then that's the problem that I have with these diets is you're going to crave meat this whole time. And then when you finally give in, you're going to think you're a failure. You're going to stop completely.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Wayne. I don't give in. See, that's where you haven't been listening.
All right.
No, hey, Wayne.
I've been training for 30 years. You're no different from any other clients.
But Wayne, I think if I give it up for like when you go into rehab, like isn't it like 28 days? I think if I give it up for like...
He's got a meat problem.
I think I'll be over it.
Not to make light of that, well, then, so I can see him. Hey, my name is Jim, and I can't stay away from meat.
I'm a meataholic.
Why don't we take a different approach? Why don't we just taper you off slowly?
Too late.
Instead of just like boom, done.
No, I've got some goals where I have to be at certain trigger points. So
yeah,
Monday is the day that I'm all in.
What are you doing, Packer Sunday?
I'm having a huge tailgate. I am too.
What's on the menu?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Have meat sweats. He's the whole day his shirt's going to be dripping wet.
You know what we're serving? And you guys can come if you want. Deep dish pizza, because we're playing the Bears. And I went to a tailgate party one time at Lambeau Field with Bob Boyers, Mrs. Boyers, right? And they had that big
old... It's Colleen's
sons. And Jeff and Bob. And they had a big old bear on the spigot. Yeah. Were you at that? That was an awesome party. No, it was a Monday night game.
They do that every year.
Was it at the party house, fun house? Mm-hmm. Dr. Funhouse? Yeah. I've been there for that.
That was a fun party.
My buddy Mike Medke always rounds up the bear.
That was a fun party, right? So I wanted to do that, but can you buy like bear meat like at that place on 29?
Well, there
Primal Meats in Gillette?
No, the place on 29.
Oh, Maplewood. No, I don't think so.
Oh, no. You might be able to get it from Primal Meats. Yeah, because if it's a game, that's considered game.
Right.
You can't sell it in a normal store.
Right.
What I want to do...
Right, Jason?
That's correct.
I was looking up...
It wouldn't be at Maplewoods.
Yeah.
I was looking up...
Have you been to Primal Meats, though?
No.
Oh, check their schedule.
You're sending them to a meat store.
But if it's game like that, it's not so bad, is it?
Well, no, I'm saying, but for him...
It's not on my diet, John.
Yeah,
But I bet you could get bear meat there.
He's vegan.
I would like... And that bear meat, cook it and slice it and put it on crackers? Is that what I do?
What?
With the bear meat? Like, how do I serve that at the party?
I don't know.
Make a stew.
I'm not a cook.
I have no idea. Anybody out there know how to cook bear?
Right. We're having deep dish pizza.
I'm going to put up the number 920-264-0606. 264-0606.
Kind of two questions,
Texas,
Johnny.
We know how to text.
Johnny, where to get bear and how to cook
Where to get bear meat and how to cook it.
I know where they get their bear meat. Their caretaker goes bear hunting. That's where they get that bear.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that is. But I was looking up.
What did you say?
I just don't know anybody that bear hunts.
We're getting into hunting. He's like, no.
I don't do it. Stay away from that.
I'm not going to kill something. I think they die naturally.
But I was looking at. I want to these tailgate
parties.
Can I
hit my car?
These parties are going to happen.
Let's go drive around the UP. Look for the Eagles flying.
These parties that I'm going to be helping out with, I want to have something to honor the other team. So I was looking online, and obviously Kansas City's ribs and Dallas's chili. But do you know what they had for Detroit? I'm going to play Motown music. I can't believe what they had for Detroit.
No idea.
Apple pie.
Nice. It's the Apple State.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you do
it? Because you used to call them apple knockers.
So I'm supporting you.
I didn't know that.
Hey, Mayor, I'm supporting you. John doesn't support you.
No, he doesn't.
Why don't you? So when you do this, why don't you, instead of looking at the obvious, look at the vegan approach for each team? Dig a little deeper. So if you're going to make chili, make vegetarian chili.
Now that, listen to this
He's
guy,
got a really
John.
Good
you know
point.
What I'm saying? I think he likes me.
Now if you go to, Kansas City.
He likes me, he really likes
yeah.
me.
Maybe Kansas City's got some vegetarian dish that's really popular there. Instead of ribs, do something vegetarian. Support yourself.
But there was, I went through the team.
I can't think of anything plant-based that's as good as ribs.
We have to. Because
I'm sorry. My mind's spinning. I can't think of anything even close.
Okay,
Jason, you got anything?
I got nothing.
I think we're going to that game.
Kansas City?
Yeah, it's December 3rd. That's going to be
a
game.
Is that a home game? That's when his diet's going to fall apart. He's already afraid.
Wayne, give me a little bit more credit. It's not going to fall apart. It's going to maybe be a day off.
Now you're thinking, see? It's okay. It's
a day off.
Yes.
December 3rd is a day off.
Guys, I'm not vegetarian. Are you going to finish your brat?
Got to.
Do they have the party and only when the Bears come to Green Bay? The bear meat party? They don't have it for the away game, right?
No. They don't even tailgate away games.
Okay. That was a fun house. I used to go to that all the time.
Yeah, they don't tailgate. You come to the party house.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. That is true. But that's a good time. There's a couple places around there where people are very, very
Is that
inviting.
Where you did your appearance? In the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah.
It was on Shadow. It was actually the house next door. It wasn't okay. their house. It was a house next door where they filmed the 60-yard line. Have you seen that? It was a movie longer than that, 6 years ago.
I used to bounce at the 50-yard line.
No, this was...
I remember those days. That's when we first met. You and... who's the guy from Miller that used to...
Well, it was me and...
Crazy Ray.
Crazy Ray.
Remember Crazy Ray?
From where?
I thought it's from Triangle.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Don't you remember Crazy Ray? That one night he wanted one of our free t-shirts, so we made him run around the thing like 10 times. It was 90 degrees.
Oh, maybe. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, they've had some, and then ESPN owns two of those houses, right?
Do they?
Yeah, and they would have unbelievable parties there. And they gave us like awesome shirts. Shirts are nice, but.
Oh, we got to get Big Wayne one of our shirts.
Yeah.
We got a 3X in there.
There you go. You don't need that. 2X?
2X?
I need 2X. A medium.
No.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to do this at the community shelter, John. A lady's dad loves the new community shelter where I work. You know, it's a homeless shelter. We got like 110 people who are staying there, residents, right?
Okay.
He gave us...
What size went? What do you got, 2X and 3X, Jason?
Extra large.
Just 1X?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. I'll probably wear it working out. You know, I like them.
Yeah, I think you should.
There you go. If you're named Big Wayne the Beekeeper, you can't be wearing like a loose t-shirt.
No, you can't. No. You got to be like Arnold when he used to wear t-shirts. This is the best I could find.
Yes.
He wants to look like a schmedium.
Schmedium.
Even NMU colors right here.
I know, right? Your alma mater.
Yes.
There you go,
it's
buddy.
Cool shirt.
But you know what? One thing with the wild game like that, though, is really, it's. I remember my dad used to tell me this, okay? If you got lost in the woods and that's all you could eat was like rabbit, you'd die of starvation. To Celine. So you want to know what the one animal he used to say is the best thing to kill in the woods and eat if you're lost in the woods?
A bear.
Nope. You'd never guess.
I'd go with the
something with lots of fat.
Lots of fat. You know what it is? Per size? A porcupine.
Really?
Porcupine has more fat than like any animal.
Yeah.
They said if you're starving in the woods and you're lost... Well, you can club them to death, porcupines.
Oh.
You can chase them down and club them.
Oh.
And, but yeah, he said that would keep you alive, but rabbit wouldn't because it's so lean.
Plus, you'll never have meat in your teeth because you just take the porcupine.
You ever take them out of a dog's mouth?
The quill.
Yeah. Oh, that's not fun, is it?
Yeah.
You going to call me if Mindy, or not Mindy, what's your dog's name again?
Mildred. He's listening, John.
Mildred,
he
will
night,
not get
you,
hit by a porkypine.
No, he's
you know, no, would he run from that?
He had group lesson last night. Today's getting his hair done. He is really coming along.
Oh, how's piano lessons coming along? No.
John, I don't know. He'll be able to swim by the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. No, he
will.
Won't.
Yeah, he will.
No. I don't. Okay, I'm gonna make a bet. I don't know how to swim.
Yeah,
I don't know how to swim.
I know.
And I'm gonna make a $100 bet. Let's go to a pool. I will swim across that pool faster than Milton.
I got to see one more lesson.
Okay.
Because he's progressing, but okay. I have to talk to his coach.
He's setting Milton up for failure. When he goes to the dog pound, he's going to get picked on. Hey, Milton, nerd.
You know what Milton reminds you of?
I'm not going to do that.
He reminds you of, you know, in Look Who's Talking, the bear. Remember the grizzly where it's like, it sits in the tub. And they say, you got a mate. That's kind of a big boned bear, isn't it?
Can you imagine the mayor dropping his dog off one of these, you know, for a vacation? You know how you can zoom in and they have cameras on your animals?
Yeah.
Can you imagine him watching Milton? Oh, Milton.
All the time.
Okay, can you get Milton a snack for me?
Wait, we do that now. I sent John a video of Milton in swimming lessons. You would think you would have think John would have said thanks, or, you know, how's your day going? Just really mean. Just like these mean kids in school. You were making fun of his little wee-wee not getting wet, and that made
That was me.
John was like,
don't you dare give him credit for that.
And then he was with his buddy, and Walter. John, he was with Walter, because they took the dual, and John was making John was making innuendos on his sexual preference.
That was all me, Jim.
All
Jason.
Yeah. How would your dog interact with Milton?
You guys weren't very
hunting
nice.
Dogs?
Yeah. I'm just trying to hump them and stuff.
Wow.
It's too early for that,
where
you guys.
Is this
anyway, I know.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
Jim, you should bring your dogs over. You should bring Milton over and have him hang out with my dogs.
Remember what happened to my dog? He got hit by that car. Remember, we were going to skin him. We thought it was a raccoon.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Jeez, I can't even listen to that. Anyway, I didn't finish my
I almost hit one today.
What,
a dog?
A raccoon.
Oh, yeah. You could do that.
That thing, right coming out of Manitowoc, and that thing darted out just on the side road.
That
coming
up. Could throw you a little bit.
It was big.
Yeah.
I mean, I was glad I did not hit that thing.
Yeah.
It was a big wreck, and those are hard to spot.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they don't move real fast.
No, so it was kind of like waddling. It was like me running across the road.
Exactly. That is a true statement.
So that's the visualization.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to talk about these. When you come on, we want to eat kind of healthy at our tailgate party, but I want to honor the visiting team.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this, and I just want to help
out. You
talking
about Chiefs game?
No, every game.
Okay.
No, every game, Johnny. And I want to get to the story here because this is a good one. I work at the new community shelter, right? And we help people really get back on track. There's a lady whose dad loves the new community shelter, just thinks it's great what we're doing. And it is great what we're doing. And he's also a big Packer fan. He donated $6,000 to have tailgate parties for the homeless people.
Wow, that's cool.
That's $325 a game. So we got gift cards like from, you know, Quick Trip and Walmart. We'll do some trivia stuff. I said, well, let's do some trivia. I said, like something really easy, like who wore number 15? They're like, huh? It's like, wow. Anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun with that. And so that starts this Sunday, right? And we're doing deep dish pizza because that's kind of a Chicago thing.
Yeah. You making it?
Yeah.
Homemade it?
Oh, yeah.
Homemade?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're quite the chef, aren't you?
I like to eat but I like to cook.
But you can't worry about healthy food at a tailgate party. I mean, you just can't.
Thank you, John.
Don't you agree with that, Wayne?
Can you agree?
I'm trying to support him.
Okay. You're a good guy, Wayne. He's not. But I am going to be, though. I have a goal set. I'm not going to announce it because then, just in case, I don't hit it. But
for when he doesn't hit it.
Internally, you guys are going to be like, that's unbelievable.
Why don't you announce it? See, you're already planning for failure. Announce it right now while I'm here.
He's your coach.
Announce
your mentor.
You're my coach. No, that's between me and my coach.
We got to send a quick break. Big Wayne in the house. Mine on the mayor. Back right after this.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 78, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows level off around 56. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 63. High temperatures reach up to 67 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 72 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 74.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Leaves are brown,
and the sky is gray,
and the sky is gray.
I've been for a walk
on a winter's day.
On a winter's day,
I'd be safe and warm.
If I was in L.A.
Mamas and the Papas, come your way. 1970, I believe. No. Mama Cass died in 1970, I think, didn't she?
Chicken bone.
Is that what it was? Or is that like urban legend?
No, I don't.
Is it? Was it really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Yes.
I always liked, what's her name in that show? Or I mean, in that group? The blonde? Michelle Williams? Then she was on like Dynasty or what? Or Dallas or one of those shows?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Her daughter was in that group. Remember?
No.
What was that group? Jason, what was that group her daughter was in? Really good looking. It was her and another person. You know what I'm talking about, Jason?
John, nobody knows what you're talking about.
Right,
we have Wayne.
What is that? Yes, Wilson Phillips. Phillips. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Michelle Phillips. That was her name. Michelle Phillips. Yes.
Okay, back to Big Wayne.
Big Wayne in the house.
This guy, and he's been on our show a number of times. You know, we're going to be like Carson someday. They're going to be, what was the most frequent guest on Mino and the Mayor? And I think, I don't know, we'll have to look at that.
Wasn't the lady from the zoo?
No. It was Bob Hope.
No, right? I'm the most frequent texter, right?
Yeah, maybe that.
So you educate people on healthy food. You train people. You have your own bee farm. You also are reaching out to some 4-H kids, which I think is awesome. I love when people go the extra mile, and you're doing that this weekend. Just tell us a little bit about your speaking engagement.
Well, I'm part of the Brown County Beekeepers Association, so we have people that reach out to us all the time, like, hey, can you talk about bees and this and that? So I think personally I want to just give back. I don't want to just be the person that sells honey. I do a lot of research, you know. I'm a citizen scientist. I'm not a smart guy, but I'm a field guy. So I want to pass that information. And with 4-H, like I said, I was, you know, Clover Bud of the Year 1978.
Oh, everybody knows that.
Need to see a picture of that.
Middle and Lit Moonshiners. And so I love it when I do talks with the 4-H, because they have to do the 4-H creed, you know, when they start their thing and everything.
That's awesome.
And then you just have little faces looking at you, you know, and so you just kind of dumb everything down.
Were you
a little
in 4-H?
Bit. Oh, for my entire.
Oh, I bet.
Youth. Really?
Yeah.
Did you grow up on a farm?
No.
Oh.
No, that's the benefit of 4-H is you're exposed to all these different things, agriculture, hobbies.
Animals.
Animals, everything. And And it's great because, you know, these, and the usually every one of these, there's like one or two kids that you can just tell, like, his eyes are like,
that's
big,
their thing.
And they come up close to you and they're asking questions. And then the other ones are just kind of like looking around. They don't care.
Oh, it's like that at every school I've ever talked to.
including the parents.
You know, you lose some awfully early. Yeah.
It's like that right in this room.
Yeah, same thing. Jason's sitting back just wandering around.
Wayne, do you... So we have that, I can't think of that program that we teach. It's like kindergarten out at the wildlife sanctuary. But so this is a hands-on. Do you give hands-on talks or what do you lecture? Do you wear like the astronaut suit and just scare them away?
It kind of depends upon the group. Like this will be some young 4-H'ers. So you don't want to do a PowerPoint. You want to be more interactive. So I'll bring in a hive. I'll bring in a poster to show the different types of bees. I'll bring in like drawn frames of honeycombs so they can pass it around, you know.
And that's this weekend at the library.
Well, it's actually Thursday night at 5:30 downtown library. So
thank you for doing that. I mean, I agree with you that kids, you know, if they can learn firsthand, and you said you're not a smart guy, I would disagree with that. But I mean, you are a hands-on and out in the field guy. And if you can connect kids with that, you know, we talked to Hunsinger, who runs the medical college. There's so many kids that just need more exposure, Wayne. They just things.
For sure.
They just, be it a pilot or be it whatever, like a beekeeper. But, you know, parents are doing their best. But I don't know anything about bees. But to take my kid to your course or your seminar, I should say, and those are great things. So I hope parents take advantage of that because there's a lot of that going on in Green Bay and Appleton, Oshkosh. Yeah. There's just that exposure. And yeah, thanks for sharing your talent.
Well,
that's
yeah,
awesome.
you have to kind of, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but you have to salute those people that are willing to give their time. And I give a lot of my time. Right. That's, you know, and I just think because my whole mission is to educate people, try to say, hey, you need to ask questions where your food's coming from, if it's important to you. If it's not important to you, then whatever. Whatever. But if you go to a farmer's market, it's like, hey, ask some questions because in every industry, there's things that aren't right that's going on that gets passed along. But so if I were to sell my honey at a farmer's market and someone's asking me questions, I would be like so engaged. Like this, when they come to my house, I'm showing them the hives and everything. So I want them to get what they're paying for. And if you go to a farmer's market and they're getting defensive with you because you're asking questions, then you know what? Just move on. Don't get mad. Just
I had no idea you guys brought this up, something I had no idea existed, that some people scam at farmers markets.
Well, they're not scamming. They're just selling things that really isn't theirs that they're trying to pawn off.
But it sounds like I said, that TV show I used to watch, Amish Mafia, which I really liked. And they would go up to these roadside stands and the guy would say Amish honey type things. And it's like really, and they'd ask him some questions where you knew then he wasn't really Amish, and they would destroy the stand.
Yeah, no, I
that because the Amish were getting ripped off a bunch that way.
Well, that does happen. I don't know if it happens as much, but that was happening where people would homegrown, and it wasn't.
Right,
you know, I'm not saying they were going to the grocery store, but I don't know where it was coming from. But how can you tell? You said talking to the vendor, I guess, is the best.
Well, I'll give you an example in the honey business. So I'm part of a lot of different forums on Facebook and everything. And there's a really popular one that I know the person that's in charge of it. And this smaller commercial beekeeper came on, posted, he's like, hey, I got dandelion honey for sale. And we're like, dandelion honey? There's no such thing as dandelion honey. It's too early for dandelion. And what
there was dandelion wine. That's the first wine I ever had in my life from Dennis DeLangelo's grandma's basement.
But what's happening, he sends his bees down to Florida over the winter, which is fine. But they're so he basically is taking the honey out of there and then saying, hey, it's dandelion. Most people are like, oh, that's cool. I think that would be good. But there is no dandelion honey really for honeybees. It's just too early for them. So that's what I'm saying. Ask questions like, oh yeah, well, how does, you know, bees get dandelion? But what I actually stump, can I talk about this?
You can. You got a couple minutes.
Okay. So we always have people reaching out to us at the club with different ideas. And this paleo scientist contacted us. And that is a scientist that they research pollen and the geographical area the pollen comes from, and they use it for forensics. So
we got 1 minute, but that is very. And Johnny, did you see that?
Look through it. Well,
John probably wouldn't understand that. But what that is it's a scientific analysis of the honey and where the
flower, where the pollen yep. comes from.
You had me so a paleoscientist.
Right. Yeah. But what that does is when you look at honey, if you go through this association, you can tell if it's
So I sent my honey off. So if someone buys my honey, I can say, and they say, hey, I heard this is good for my allergies. Well, here's what's in my honey exactly.
Didn't know your honey was for sale.
Not for you. I give it to you.
You can, honey.
Wow.
You're going that way.
Oh, it's a little weird, that music, calling him honey. Okay, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. We're going to be back.
I still haven't talked to my guy about bear meat, where you can get bear meat. I want to get you some bear meat.
I do. I want to get that, you guys.
I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to get that for you.
By Sunday, Johnny.
We can set a quick break. We'll be back after this.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.